A pet corgi dog was killed by a man clad in a white biohazard suit in Shanghai on April 6, minutes after its owners were sent to a quarantine center under the regime's COVID-zero policy. The killing was filmed by a resident who lives nearby using her cell phone, while other residents took photos from their balconies. From the video and the photos shared on social media, the man is seen chasing the dog and then beating it to death on the street. The killing is cruel. The howling dog ran along the roadside after the first wallop. The man quickly caught it and smashed it twice. The dog then stopped making any more sounds. Soon after, the man came back with a plastic bag and picked up the corgi's body. About an hour later, a woman said that she and her husband are the owners of the corgi, and she posted their stories on social media. According to the woman, the couple and their dog live in Kaluzhin in Pudong district of Shanghai. On the afternoon of April 6, the couple was asked to move to a quarantine center because both of them had tested positive for COVID-19. "We don't have any dog food at home. We brought to the community committee to take care of it. The committee rejected," the owner posted. After the committee rejected their request, the husband wanted to send the corgi back home, where they could leave water and human food for it. However, the staff wouldn't allow anyone to enter the building in which they live. "Then we thought it would be fine to be a stray dog, because it and wouldn't starve to death," the owner added. "It's out of our expectation that they would kill it right after we left." Chinese state-run China Newsweek reported the incident on April 7 and quoted a staff member of the community committee, "The family has members who have been infected. We worried the pet dog could transmit. Our staff member indeed didn't think it over at that time, and we will communicate with the dog's owners and will pay them compensation." The Chinese regime has a COVID-19 zero-tolerance policy, in which the regime quarantines all infected people and their close contacts, and locks down neighborhoods where the regime identifies new infections. Under the lockdown policy, it is hard for residents to buy food for themselves, let alone their pets. The Community Committee is the lowest-level government agency in the Chinese regime and is the agency that coordinates the quarantines and lockdowns with the city regime, health commission, center for disease control and prevention, and police. The regime claims it helps residents when they need it. This isn't the first dog killed under the COVID-19 zero-tolerance policy. Since early 2020, when the regime first announced the COVID-19 outbreaks in different cities, pet dogs and cats have been killed by one after another when their owners were sent for quarantine. On November 12, 2021, a couple living in the Jinfeng Huayuan residential compound at Sini District of Shangrao City, Jiangxi Province, was forced to move to a quarantine hotel in the early morning, and local officials promised that their 5-year-old corgi dog was safe to stay at home. In the afternoon, the owner saw on the surveillance camera in their living room that two men clad in white biohazard suits entered their home and killed the dog. On March 2, 2021, two men in hazmat suits entered a private house in Huizhou City in Guangdong Province after the owners were removed to a quarantine center. The home's surveillance camera taped the men killing a 3-year-old Samoyed dog inside the house.